call received from home care agency.
Annie speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling regarding health care.
Yes, sure. I'm happy to help.
Like caregivers. Where are you located?
We're in Philadelphia. Where are you located?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yes. We can definitely help you out.
All right. I have a question for you. Can a husband take care of a wife?
Unfortunately not. Are they legally married?
Yes.
No, unfortunately. And it's not just us. It's everyone, everywhere. It's
okay.
Like a state. It's like a rule for every home care agency out there.
That's just crazy that your spouse can't take care of you and get paid for.
I agree.
I don't know. Maybe they're looking at it from the point of it. You're getting paid because of your share income.
Could be. Honestly, I'm not sure how, what, you know, but I don't know. I don't know why they don't allow.
Okay. Somebody told me that you can do that, and that's what, like, they're a caregiver, and they told me, yeah, they looked it up, or they said you can in Pennsylvania, but I didn't know, so I figured I would at least call and check.
Right. Is it for your husband?
Because I'm disabled, and my husband takes care of me, you know, and makes sure, because I fall. I have a spinal cord injury.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I fell and broke my neck, so I have issues with walking and balance. And
oh, wow.
Like I said, he's with me like all the time, basically. He can't go out to a job and work because he's taking care of me.
Right, I see. Mm-hmm.
The only income we have is disability.
I see. Mm-hmm. I understand. And what about, like, first of all, are you on Medicaid?
Medicare.
What about Medicaid?
I don't have Medicaid.
Oh, because you don't, did you try
I probably qualify for it, but I didn't do anything to have it. Like, I don't like taking stuff from people that I don't, you know what I mean?
I see. Okay, because I'll tell you, either you can hire a different, like a family member, a friend, someone that you trust to be your caregiver, then I can help you out with that as well. Or also, the thing is that you have to be on Medicaid in order for you to get the home care service, unless you want to pay out of pocket, which I don't know.
No, well, I don't have the money. Like I said, we only live on my disability, and it's not much.
Right. Mhm.
So
it's a bit hard, I see.
Yes. I mean, I can't even afford. We rent a room because I can't afford an apartment. And being disabled, I have to go up and down a set of steps. It's hard.
Right. I'm sure it must be really hard.
Mhm. I mean, he has to watch that when I go down the steps that I don't fall because this, like, I get dizzy. I'll fall for no reason. It's not.
Right.
Like I'll be walking, I'll fall. I'll be standing there, I'll fall. It doesn't matter. Like what it is. It's just I like lose my balance and fall.
Right. Wow. That must be hard. And then I'm sure you need your husband by your side to help
you.
Yes,
that's why I was asking, because like I said, with the income that I have is only disability. So I mean, I'm sure I would qualify for something because I don't get much.
Right.
And like I rent a room because I can't afford to have an apartment or a house or anything. So
right.
When I broke my neck, my credit went down the tubes.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't work for over 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
it's
look,
hard. No income whatsoever.
Yeah, that must be very hard. But look, what I can try to help you, like, would you want to apply for Medicaid? Is that something you're...
Well, yeah, well, I was just checking into it, like I said, to see if I could have him do it because I trust him. Like,
right.
He knows when it's going to happen. He knows it, like, when I go certain places, he makes sure he holds on to me just because of that. He can see it coming, and that's why
right.
I was asked.
Right, I understand. So, look, if you want to apply for Medicaid, I can try to help you with that. And then if you want to have a different family member size for your husband taking care of you, then we can do that once you're on Medicaid. But I'm not sure if you're interested or if you're up for that, you know. But we're happy to help.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get back to you.
Okay,
especially
let us
being out of Philadelphia, I don't know how that goes because my sister has a caregiver, and they had to go to Wyomissing, and I don't want anybody to have to drive that far.
Right. No, I understand, of course.
Like, they had an orientation in Wyomissing.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a haul.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me know. I'm happy to help. Yes, okay?
And what was your name again, hon?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
That's actually
what they call my sister. Her name's Michelle. They call her Mimi.
Oh,
Aunt
really?
Mimi, the kids. Yeah, all
that's
the kids,
sweet.
All the nieces and nephews call her Aunt Mimi. All
oh.
right, I'll remember that. All
okay,
right,
amazing.
I almost
good
said
luck.
Aunt Mimi.
Feel good, okay? Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you so much.
All right, sure.
All right.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.